Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 193. Today's topic is titled, Your Marketing Bag of Tricks. So I want to give you some content, some thoughts, some ideas around how and when does it make sense to try out some things that you maybe have had sidelined, and how do you actually keep track of some of these random ideas as well. So if you're like me, you will have no shortage of miscellaneous ideas on a day-to-day basis. And the first step that I personally realized was I needed to make sure that I had some way to clear them out of my head and get them into an organized fashion. And the reason behind that was that I found if I didn't get them out of my head, that then I would just be constantly thinking about all these random ideas 24/7. I'd be lying in bed thinking about this idea and that idea and saying, maybe I should look at doing this, maybe I should look at doing that. Like, it was an absolute disaster. So what I started to do was look at some of the different tools that I could use to keep myself a little bit more organized with these random ideas. So first off, I tried carrying around a really small notepad in my back pocket and a pen in my other pocket. And that just, for me, wasn't a good solution. Then I started sending emails to myself saying, hey, consider this, take a look at that. And that was okay, but then it still seemed to be a little bit hard to go and shuffle through things. So what I settled on was using a tool called Evernote, which is very similar to a Microsoft tool called OneNote. And what I didn't realize with Evernote was that you can email things right to Evernote so they will instantly pop up and filter themselves accordingly. So I created a tag called perhaps. And perhaps is really meant to be all of the random ideas and things like that that I had. That it doesn't have to be something that has to be acted on immediately, but it's one of those that perhaps in the future we would look at executing, or it's something that I should consider doing. So this category of perhaps allowed me to really start to empty my brain, and I use it every single day. I mean, I've already used it two or three times today. And what I do then is once a month, I go through and I do one of a couple things. I delete things that I'm like, no, that just is a terrible idea. Not sure where I came up with that. The second one is I put a timeline on something. So I may say revisit in 30 days, 90 days, a year, 2 years. Or the last one is that as I'm scrolling through, I see something that I should put into action sooner than later. And I tag those with perhaps important so that I know that I want to then scroll through, and let's just say that you've got 100 things and perhaps and 10 of them are labeled important. Now, I use the perhaps tag in a little bit more of a general fashion where I'm putting any ideas related to growth. But then what I started doing is tagging things perhaps important marketing. So marketing, hiring, growth, accounting or financial. So I started to add different tags. So what it ends up looking like as you start to execute this is you could have a tag that says perhaps important, or perhaps 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, for example, and then a tag of marketing. And those marketing ones are where I start to come up with this bag of marketing tricks. Because usually these are things that you're going to see your competitors doing. There's something that's interesting that you might see for a completely unrelated business. So like if I'm out and about driving and I see a really interesting billboard, I might just say, perhaps use this tagline, for example. So there's a lot of different options and ideas to how to really start to use this. But what I'm looking for is initially for you to do a really big brain clearing to get all of those random ideas that you've thought about doing, but you've never wanted to move into action. So what ends up happening is when I really analyze and look at small businesses, you've got to do just a full brain clearing of anything and everything that you have wanted to potentially execute. From events to certain emails you wanted to try, or press releases, or collaborations, joint ventures, all those different things. I literally want you to go through and just compile this massive list. And from there, I want you to start to then prioritize it. And you can prioritize it based on a variety of different factors, but I like to prioritize it off of potential business impact. And obviously, if you haven't executed the tactic yet, you're not going to know the potential business impact, but you can at least use your best judgment. So let's say you've thought about changing up your company attire. Is that going to have a high potential impact, medium or low? I would probably argue dependent, but most likely that have a low impact. But if you've been talking about adding 20 pages to your website and it just never have gotten around to it, I could argue that that impact could be much higher. So I want you to start to just get this list and just start to work through the list and start to prioritize. Now, again, I personally like to prioritize based on potential business impact. You could prioritize based on the fastest you could implement some of these things. You could categorize them or rank them based on how much something costs. So is it free? Is it going to be, you might say perhaps we need to have an electronic sign versus the old-fashioned sign that we want, but, well, geez, that's $29,000, for example. But I still want that on your perhaps list, but what I'm aiming to see as you go through this exercise is I want the cream to start to rise to the top, and I want you to start to see some of the different tactics that you can start to execute. So the goal is to really find, 6 to 12 different tactics that you can look at executing over the next 6 months. So what I like to do is make sure that you have your month-to-month planned out. So if you haven't went through the episode where I gave you my monthly marketing calendar, please go through that. And you should be planning that 30 days in advance so that you have the month ahead ready to go, so that you have that predictability of leads, the predictability of income, the predictability of inbound calls, all those different things. But then what I'm looking for you to do is to sprinkle in one or two of those perhaps tactics out of your marketing bag of tricks on a monthly basis. And what you're going to do is you're going to make sure that you give it your best effort. Because I'm aiming to start to see, are there some things that are on this perhaps list that should be a reoccurring marketing tactic? And you're going to execute it again the best you can. If there's some financial resources that you need to put, make sure you put those financial resources to that particular tactic as well. And I want you to grade that after about 30 days of the tactic being executed. And you're going to look at it in a very black and white way. Did it drive some traction? By traction, I mean revenue or leads, yes or no. If yes, then I want you to move that ahead. I want you to look at doing that again and again and again. And I want you to keep refining that. If the answer is no, you want to make sure you relook at it. Is there something that you potentially missed? in that particular tactic that you didn't execute it flawlessly. If there was nothing that you missed, then great. You tried that tactic. You've got something else from your bag of tricks next month, so that you're constantly innovating. Because the challenge is that marketing can get stale pretty quickly. And the whole growth rule is that you want to make sure you're getting lots and lots of eyeballs. You want to make sure that you're front and center on a regular basis. And if you're not changing things up, if you're not appearing everywhere, you're going to potentially run into some different challenges. So you've got to make sure that you are everywhere. And to stay everywhere, you've got to be trying new tactics each and every month. So follow this formula, gather your ideas, start to prioritize them, and then work them into your calendar so that you're executing one or two of these each and every month. You're tracking the outcome. You're doing more if it worked. You're stopping it and trying something else if it didn't. But the key here is to take the strategic action. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.